Winnie the Pooh is in a tight place. The Disney Company, which owns most rights to the popular bear, is battling another Pooh licensee over royalties. And there's more than a little honey at stake. Pooh generates an estimated $1 billion a year in sales for Disney. And now the granddaughter of Pooh creator A.A. Milne is stepping into the fray. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Visit the Disney store in San Diego's Parkway Mall, and you'll find Mickey Mouse, Buzz Lightyear, and lots of Winnie the Pooh. Stuffed Pooh bears, Pooh keychains, Pooh Christmas ornaments, and of course, Pooh videos.
Yum, yum. Bears of honey, and I'm a Pooh bear. Yum, 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 yum. Time for something sweet.
Videos are a big piece of a long-running legal battle between Disney and a one-time literary agency called Steven Schlesinger, Inc. Back in 1930, Schlesinger bought the rights to market Pooh in the United States from the bear's creator, A.A. Milne. Schlesinger later resold those rights to Disney in exchange for royalties. Disney spokesman John Spellich says the deal was last formalized in 1983.
If you'll remember, you know, there was in the 80s and 90s a rise of home video. And while the contract in no way, shape, or form specifies any rights to video distribution, the Schlesingers have tried to make a claim for the last 11 years that they had some sort of oral understanding that this would happen.
The Schlesingers' attorney, Bonnie Eskenazi, argues the contract covers not only videos, but also DVDs, computer games, and any other Pooh products Disney might dream up, even if those products weren't imagined back in 1983.
The contract language says that the Schlesingers are entitled to royalties for all commercial uses of Pooh. And we contend that all commercial uses means all commercial uses. Whenever Disney earns something from Pooh, the Schlesingers need to be paid for that.
Disney has been paying the Schlesingers a total of some $60 million over the years. But Eskenazi says the family is owed far more than that.
We believe the alleged underpayments are somewhere in the neighborhood of $500 million to $1 billion.
As usual, when Pooh's in trouble, Christopher Robin comes to the rescue. Well, in this case, it's Christopher Robin's daughter and A.A. Milne's granddaughter. Earlier this month, Claire Milne announced she was reclaiming the rights to her grandfather's work under a new copyright law passed in 1998. She plans to award those rights exclusively to Disney. And Disney spokesman Spellich says that would cut the Schlesingers out of the picture beginning in 2004.
I mean, the only conclusion we can draw is that Claire Milne believed that Disney was the better steward of the Winnie the Pooh legacy.
The Schlesingers argue that their rights cannot be canceled. The case is now in federal court in Los Angeles. And the stakes are potentially enormous. Marty Brockstein, who edits a trade journal called The Licensing Letter, says even though the Pooh business has slipped a bit in recent years, the bear is still one of Disney's most valuable characters.
Pooh has certain elements, just as a timeless character that has a large, warm and fuzzy component. Disney, to its credit, has done a very, very good job shepherding it.
The Schlesingers don't dispute that Disney has built Pooh into a dependable moneymaker, but their attorney, Eskenazi, complains Disney cannot be trusted to pay the royalties it owes. As a result, the Schlesingers are now trying to take their rights back from Disney. Even if that effort is successful, Eskenazi says, it won't hurt the characters that A.A. Milne created.
Pooh, Eeyore, Piglet, Tigger, Kanga, Roo, all of those guys would still be alive and kicking, and I'm sure there are many other studios that would love to have Winnie the Pooh in their fold.
There's no immediate end in sight to this battle. Winnie the Pooh's copyrights don't expire until at least 2019, 95 years after the first Pooh book was published. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
Promise you won't forget me? Ever?
Oh, I won't, Christopher. I promise.
Not even when I'm 100?
How old shall I be then?
99. Silly old